こんにちは、ジャパニーズポット101です。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Hey everyone, Jessie です。Jessie here.
こんにちは、もとこです。
Welcome to Absolute Beginner Season 2, Lesson 17. Visiting a Japanese Home. Thanks for joining us for this lesson. In the last lesson, we learned how to ask and talk about means of transportation for going somewhere.
Yes, for example, 電車でうちに行きます。I go home by train.
That's right. And in this lesson, we'll learn how to make sentences using verbs and objects. For example, I watch TV.
Yes. Jesse, what's happening in the conversation?
Taylor, Chiemi, and Sarah have just arrived at Masato and Kaori's house.
Okay, let's listen to the conversation.
いらっしゃい。
お邪魔します。
お久しぶりです。
あ、靴を脱ぎますか？
はい、スリッパどうぞ。
サラ、靴を脱ぎますよ。
Let's listen to the conversation again slowly.
いらっしゃい。
お邪魔します。
お久しぶりです。
あ、靴を脱ぎますか？
はい、スリッパどうぞ。
サラ、靴を脱ぎますよ。
Now, let's listen to it with the translation.
いらっしゃい。
Welcome.
お邪魔します。
Sorry to disturb you.
お久しぶりです。
It's been a while.
あ、靴を脱ぎますか？
Oh, do we take off our shoes?
はい、スリッパどうぞ。
Yes, here you are, some slippers.
サラ、靴を脱ぎますよ。
Sarah, we're taking our shoes off. Alright, so they've made it to Masato's house.
Yes, they have.
And what's the first thing they have to do when they get there?
Take their shoes off.
Right. I'm sure many of our listeners already know this, but in Japan, it's customary to take your shoes off before entering a home, any home.
Yes, this is a rule that everyone follows.
When walking around inside a house, people usually wear slippers or something like that. So just something to remember if you go to Japan and visit someone's home.
Yes, don't be surprised.
Okay, let's look at some of the vocab we saw in this lesson. First is,
いらっしゃい。
いらっしゃい、and this means welcome.
Kaori said it to welcome them into their home.
Right, so kind of like welcome to our home. Now, Motoko, a couple of lessons ago, we also learned yōkoso, which also means welcome. So what's the difference?
Good question. I guess you could say that yōkoso is more formal, kind of a bigger welcome.
Ah, now that you mention it, I get the impression that it's used a lot when welcoming people to a certain area or a country or some other place in a formal setting.
Right. On the other hand, いらっしゃい is used mostly at homes and other small-scale places.
Ah, that makes sense. So that's why Kaori used いらっしゃい to welcome Taylor and his family, because she was welcoming them into her home.
そうです。That's right.
Okay, the next phrase is review from the last season.
Yes, お邪魔します。
お邪魔します。Literally, this means, I'm going to intrude on you. And so it kind of has the meaning of, I'm sorry for intruding in on you.
We say this when entering someone's home.
Yes, it's a set phrase used when you visit someone's home. In the dialogue, it gets translated as, sorry to disturb you.
This is a good set phrase to remember.
Definitely. And lastly, we have
the particle, よ。
よ。Is a particle that comes at the end of a sentence to add emphasis. This is especially useful when providing new information.
Yes, something that the listener doesn't know.
So in this case, Taylor uses it to tell Sarah that they're going to take their shoes off.
He says, Sarah, 靴を脱ぎますよ。
Sarah, we're taking our shoes off. Okay, and actually, this type of sentence is what we're going to cover in the lesson focus.
Okay, let's take a look.
In this lesson, you'll go over making sentences that use verbs and objects. For example, I take my shoes off, or I eat rice.
For example, the phrase take off and the word eat are the verbs, right?
Right. Verbs are words that describe actions. In these sentences, we also have an object, the thing that is receiving the action, so to speak.
That would be shoes. In the sentence, I take off my shoes.
Yes, and the word rice in the sentence, I eat rice. So, we'll go over how to put these kinds of sentences together. Motoko, can you give us our pattern?
Sure. It is A wa object wo verb.
A wa object wo verb. Does that make sense? In English, the sentence order would be A plus verb plus object. And it roughly means A does something to object. Remember that the A wa in the beginning is optional. So now, let's give some examples.
Okay, in the last season, we had 私は肉を食べます。
Let's break it down.
私は
I plus は
肉を
meat plus を
食べます。
Eat. So, of course, this means I eat meat. Meat is our object, so を comes after it, and we have the verb 食べます at the end. Remember that verbs in Japanese always come where, Motoko?
At the end.
Right, at the end of the sentence. So, let's give another example.
In the dialogue, Taylor tells Sarah, 靴を脱ぎますよ。
This is the sentence we saw earlier. It means, Sarah, we're taking our shoes off. You might be able to tell that we don't have the A wa part in the beginning here.
Yes, we have 靴を
shoes plus を
脱ぎます
a verb meaning to take off
よ
the particle that's used for emphasis. So, can we hear it one more time?
Sure.靴を脱ぎますよ。
We're taking our shoes off. Great! Now, in this lesson, I also want to go over how to make these into questions.
If you remember, it's very easy.
Yep. Just add the particle か at the end of the sentence and it becomes a question. So, the pattern for a question is
A は object を verb か
The same as our previous pattern, only the か is added at the end. So, for example,If we were to use our previous example and ask someone if they eat meat, you could say
肉を食べますか?
肉を食べますか? Do you eat meat? The original sentence was 肉を食べます。And then we just add か。
肉を食べますか?
Now, please repeat. Do you eat meat?
肉を食べますか?
All right, great. Let's look at the example we had in the dialogue.
Before they entered Masato's house, Taylor asked, 靴を脱ぎますか?
Do we take off our shoes? Let's break it down.
靴を
shoes plus を
脱ぎます
take off
か
particle かthat makes it a question. So, one more time.
靴を脱ぎますか?
All right, let's try one more. This time, let's use some new words.
Okay.
How about, do you watch TV?
Okay, sounds good. First, TV is テレビ。
テレビ。
And watch is 見ます。
Okay, so in this sentence, we'll be leaving out the A wa in the beginning and just start with the object. So that would be テレビを見ますか?
Right, let's go through it. テレビを
TV plus を
見ます
watch.Particle か that makes it a question. So the whole thing one more time.
テレビを見ますか?
Listeners, please repeat. Do you watch TV?
テレビを見ますか?
Great. So our two patterns are, once again,
A は object を verb to make a statement and A は object.Wo, verb, ka, to ask a question. The A wa is optional.
Excellent. Listeners, have you got those both down? Be sure to read the lesson notes for more examples of both of these patterns.
Also, please try making your own sentences.
Yep, you can leave us a comment on this lesson practicing what you've learned. Okay, well, I think that's all for this lesson.
Yes, thanks for listening, everyone.
Thank you as always. We'll see you next time.
じゃあまた。
いらっしゃい。
お邪魔します。
お久しぶりです。
あ、靴を脱ぎますか？
はい。スリッパどうぞ。
サラ、靴を脱ぎますよ。